China's government is expressing anger with the U.S. House of Representatives. The Chinese are upset because the House passed a bill that would allow the president to impose tariffs on Chinese exports if China does not stop interfering in exchange rates. The currency exchange rates affect the price of Chinese goods in the U.S. and the price of American goods in China. It is now up to the Senate to vote on that bill. Advocates of the bill, like House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, say it could help create American jobs. Lots of them.
1 million American jobs could be created if the Chinese government took its thumb off the scale and allowed its currency to respond to market forces.
Adam Davidson of our Planet Money team looked into those numbers to see if the promises of the bill could be true.
Most economists who look at this think that if the Chinese government stopped messing around in the currency markets, the yuan would get stronger. It would be worth maybe 20, 30, even 40% more relative to the U.S. dollar. Basically, anything you buy from China will cost more because the U.S. dollar won't go as far. So if China stopped manipulating its currency, would the U.S. suddenly get all those manufacturing jobs back? To answer this question, consider the humble industrial spring.
Those little springs that go in everything, like a battery pack, that little spring in there when you're putting the battery in, that's an industrial spring, or in a pen.
Rosemary Coates with Blue Silk Consulting helps U.S. companies who are doing business with China. One of her clients used to buy those industrial springs in the U.S. at a factory in L.A. Then he switched to China.
And he saved 95% of the cost. I mean, it was just unbelievable.
If a spring costs a dollar in the U.S., then it costs a nickel coming from China, shipping included. So even if China did rebalance its currency and suddenly the dollar didn't quite go so far in China, then this guy would have to pay 7 cents, maybe 9 cents for that spring. It's still way cheaper to buy it from China. There's not going to be any spring factories opening back up in LA, no new spring manufacturing jobs in the U.S. Coates says lots of products, toys, T-shirts, socks, low-end electronics, they're so much cheaper in China that no reasonable amount of currency changes are going to make much of a difference.
T-shirts, commodity-type items are probably not coming back.
That's Tom Dusterberg, who runs the Manufacturers Alliance, a trade group that wants China to stop manipulating its currency. He says, sure, America can't compete against China for low-end commodity goods.
It's more interesting when you get into like appliances, auto parts, you might see slight return of products like that.
Did you hear that word he used? Slight. Chinese-made auto parts and appliances, they're only 40 or 50% cheaper than American-made ones. It's not like that 95% discount you get on a spring. If you see a U.S.-made microwave for $100 and a Chinese-made one for $50, you're probably buying the one from China. But if the Chinese one is only 10 bucks cheaper than the U.S. one, maybe you'll buy American. But as Walmart can attest, no matter how much people say they want to buy American, they usually end up going with whatever's cheaper. So no, Dusterberg says, no matter what Congress claims, this bill is not going to shepherd in a new renaissance for U.S. manufacturing, certainly not anytime soon. But it's still good for the U.S. if China adopts a more reasonable currency policy. Adam Davidson, NPR News.